I'm going to talk about like quasi topological field theories, like how to use quasi to analyze field theory. So in this talk, we have some data. So we have some group HN is mapped to ON. So this map can be surjective or not surjective, but at least the image contains SON. So the image. So basically, that tells you the image is equal is either SON or ON. So you can also have a kernel for this one, which is called K. So given this group HN mapped to ON, so we can define. So let's start from some definition. So first, you can define it's called HN structure on the manifold, or it's just called HN manifold. So HN structure, you say you have some principal HN bundle and some map data. So this P is some HN principal bundle. And with some isomorphism, so with the frame bundle. Sorry, this is the manifold structure. Okay, so if you have some isomorphism, so if you have some manifold X, so if you have some morphism from this frame bundle on X to this principal bundle P, then we can say this X has some HN structure on this manifold. So basically, another way to say this one is say in topology or homotopy theory, say if you think of your tangent bundle, your tangent bundle as a map from this manifold to BON. So your tangent bundle can classify by a map from X to BON. And then if this map can be lived to BHN, let's say your X has a H bundle structure, has some H structure on this X. So X is called H manifold.
What is theta? P theta.
What is what?
You have brackets in brackets, you have P and theta. Is that theta?
Theta is the
theta is this isomorphism. Sorry, to be more precise, actually, so because this is as ON bundle, so more precise H times over HN ON, because as an ON bundle. Okay, so one hidden information is this X is of dimension N, because you're restricted to BON, but you can also definitely define it on any dimension by either you can, for less dimension, so you can have this inclusion, or you can just, if you have a higher dimension, so you can just you can include this one to higher dimension. So make either one, so you can define by either way of higher dimension manifold or lower dimension manifold. So you can define the structure on any dimension. So, okay, that's the additional structure. So, we use the structure to define a topological field theory by a functor. So first, we should define what a category is. It's called Bodrum category of HN. So this is a category. So the object is N minus one manifold with HN structure. So that tells you, if you like, say your tangent bundle is N minus one vector bundle. So you direct some R. So on this, so now this is an N bundle. So on on this one, so it has a HN structure on this. So you can also think you can choose the direction on this R, so that's kind of gives you the time direction. So that's object and morphism, if you are familiar with Boism. So morphism is just one-dimensional higher manifold. So let's see more detail. So if you have two objects, so the morphism between these two objects is n-manifold X with HN structure. So such that you have the boundary of X is the diffeomorphic to the disjoint union of these two manifolds. So that's the category we define. So and then one remark I want to say is this one is a symmetric monoidal category. So the tensor is just a tensor, or the product is just a disjoint union. So then we can define a topological field theory with, say, symmetry group HN. So you can define this field theory just a symmetric monoidal category. Sorry, a symmetric monoidal functor F from this bottom category. To any target symmetric monoidal category. So usually we choose this category to be the vector space over C. That's mostly reasonable target category we use for physics. Okay, so a graph description of this one is, so we can imagine if you have some, let's say you have some manifold, or some ball, so you take out some disk. So take out some disk center at x1, x2 to xn. So then this manifold is some manifold with boundary of this circle, and this circle. So the information of this one is this x is mapped to, so you map each this circle to some vector space vi, so some complex vector space vi. And usually that's the space of like operators or something like that. And then this x is the morphism from the tensor of the, map to C.
Do you mean tensor?
Disjoint union. Should be disjoint union map to C.
Sorry.
Yeah. So that's the geometric meaning of this one. So now we have the definition of the topological field theory. So as you can see, it's kind of a functor from Boism to vector space. So we can think of how to relate to this to Boism. So before we say how it's transferred into the stable homotopy theory, we need have some property on this topological field theory to make more print. So to give a better approach to describe this topological field theory. So first is called reflection positivity. So reflection positivity is kind of say like your Hilbert space is positive definite. It's kind of this. So in Euclidean space or Euclidean theory, say, so here is your Euclidean space En. And now you have some hyperplane here. And so, and you have sigma is the reflection respect to this hyperplane. So this hyperplane cut the Euclidean space into two half planes. So this I recall is, say, En plus, and this part is, say, En minus. So if you have some operation on the positive part, then sigma reflect to this one, send this one to sigma O. So this is, so O is supported on only the positive part, and now the reflection send it to operation only supported on the negative part. So reflection here is means your correlation function sigma O is the complex conjugate gate of O. So that's the conjugate of this O. So that's the reflection means. So the positive part is just as I say is means the norm square of this vector is non-negative. So that tells you the norm is should be non-negative. Okay, so that's the meaning on Euclidean space. But how can we translate this language kind of in this, on this category language, on this Poisson category? So we define this one by, so next is how to define this structure on the Poisson category. So we can define a extension of Hn by plus or minus one. Extension Hn height. So this is a group extension. The idea of this extension is, so if you have Hn is spin, and so the corresponding Hn height is pin plus, and the Son is like a On. So in this, then you can define. So for example, if you have a spin structure, then you can kind of define it's like opposite spin structure in the complement of pin plus the counterpart. So like you can pull back. So you can extend the spin structure to the pin minus structure by the inclusion. And the counterpositive part is the complement part of this extension bundle is the opposite Hn structure. Let me say it more formal. So the idea is now if you can define this one a group extension, and this one is like a split, but this split is non-canonically. And this split, and it splits is corresponding to the reflection by that hyperplane. So a reflection is some, you can think of as an element in the ON. So
I'm sorry, I've lost the logic. I start with a group HN, and then like you just want me to go out and look for some extension? Like
yeah, for extension. So we want to define what it means on the.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not saying that like the physics or the geometry necessarily picked a particular. I mean, I agree that somehow if I start with spin, a natural thing to do would be one of the pin groups, but.
Yeah, so but we want to define this more like more general case, so not only like spin or SON, so like for more like maybe if say you have pin plus or spin C or more general cases, you can always define that. So that's like how you define the reflection means.
So your notion of reflection positive will be dependent on some choice.
Yeah, some choice of this extension.
What, will there always be such a choice?
Yeah, there's always such a choice. So for each HN, this one is not naturally, but for stably, this is very naturally. So you can choose this one. So one thing is this map. So you have this pullback diagram. So this is some pullback diagram. And also the natural means you can have the map between those square, like the n square can map to h, n plus one square map to n plus one square. And also if you think of the stable, the limit. Of this one. So this one is actually just the isomorphic to H times plus or minus one. So H here is definitely is the limit of H. So the idea is, so in each page is not like a very naturally, but if you take the homotopy, so it's just it's split very naturally, and then it fits into the fit into the in the community diagram. Yeah, so that's the idea. So I'm not going to prove that. So I'm just saying there exists such as you can define it. So it's based stably, it looks like just the plus or minus product times HN. So then you can define, so the HN product is just the structure on one times HN. So that's the HN structure. Then you want to map this HN structure to its opposite, which is corresponding to minus one times HN. So all the ideas you think you lie this one in HN height. That's the idea of this one. So that's why how you can define is you send this HN structure to its opposite one, like reflection part.
Am I allowed to take HN hat equals HN times plus or minus one?
So non-canonical it should be equal to that one. Well, it's so like on the each n page is not like this one. So it's only works say like stably it looks like plus or minus one times HN.
But which one should we choose as HN hat mathematical?
So you need to choose so it's corresponding to the sigma, how your sigma acts on some group. So
So, by subgroup, you mean HN, right?
So some group I'm here, I'm not mean HN, I mean another group. So let me erase something here. Okay, so the how you can decide this one is actually it's correspond to action on we call this essence. So this one, let's say another group. So HN is like an extension of ON by some group K. But this one maybe not surjective, it depends on whether your image is SON or ON. So then we can define an extension SN. So this one, if the image is SON, then they are equal. If not, they differ by 2. And then we can also define another group by spin. So we can prove that this spin is just an isomorph to spin n times k. So that's this one splits. And then this extension corresponding to the action, some automorphism action on SO and tilde. So basically, so it's like sigma x on spin n, and then k is the identity action. So
this is if k is a finite dimensional link group.
Say that again.
This is like if k is a finite dimensional link group. This is.
It's no finite dimensional groups.
I don't believe the statement you just wrote, if I'm allowed to do very infinite dimensional homotopy.
Yeah, so you need this one to be compact Lie group.
Okay.
So this extension corresponding to the action, you have sigma x on this one and identity on this one. So this exists uniquely and stable, it looks like this one. So then, then you can define the corresponding opposite HN structure is just a if you have some HN structure P theta, and then so this is a HN, so P is some HN bundle, principal bundle. And now HN sit in HN height, and so you can extend this P to some HN height bundle. And then if you take out this P, so the idea is you want this one corresponding to isomorphic to the minus one times times the frame bundle. So that's called so this isomorphism gives you the opposite HN structure. And so the reflection part is just a functor from the Poisson category to this Poisson category. So you send manifold X with this P theta structure sent to this X with, so let's call this P prime theta prime with P prime theta prime structure. And you can, so this functor, you can also prove this one beta squared is isomorphic to identity functor. So it's like an involution on this category. Okay, so you can also, so we can also see this beta. So the image of this beta is actually just if you think, so now, so if you think of the this category is a symmetric monoid category, so it has an inverse object. So this one is just this inverse object. So that's the reflection part means. And the positive part, so this is a reflection part. And the positive part is just a, okay, so now you have the Hermitian metric on the target of this manifold is say, okay, so if you have some field theory F, then Fx is some complex space, and then if you tensor inverse object X2, so this is isomorphic to the image of this functor tensor X, and then so then this one is some vector space, complex vector space, and this one, the involution object of this of the object is sending to, actually you need to send this one to be the complex conjugate of this vector space. So let's say you have the complex conjugate of this vector space, tensor this vector space, and you evaluate this one to some number C. So this gives you the Hermitian matrix. And this Hermitian matrix has to be positive. That's the positive part. Yes?
You give us a bit of intuition for beta. I feel like I don't understand it. I mean, if H was SON,
mm-hmm.
would it just be orientation reversing of everything?
Say that again?
So if H was SO,
uh-huh.
would beta just reverse the orientation of every manifold?
Yeah, exactly.
So if what happens if beta covers ON? What's intuitively, how should I think of it?
If it covers ON, so you mean like...
if beta is ON, what function? Sorry, if H is ON, what
if H is ON, so it's just the plus or minus one times ON, I think. So...
I mean the functor beta?
Functor beta.
Should you take a manifold with no structure? It can only be the identity, right?
Yeah, it's only the identity. So yeah, so here this one is the plus or minus one ON, and then you send it to the minus times ON, so there's nothing change on ON, I think.
I could be wrong, but I think this whole discussion with HN hat is just a complicated way of saying I have this inner automorphism of ON called sigma, which is an outer automorphism of SON. I'd like to lift it to HN. That's the data of HN hat. And then once I've done that, I know an involution on my category called the opposite structure. In the ON case, it's the identity involution.
Because it's inner.
Because it's inner.
But it's not, it may or may not be inner in H.
Well, I mean, it's right. I think my memory is that for the pin groups, it's actually an interesting thing, even though it looks like you're covering a reflection, so it looks like it's inner, but there's something interesting going on with opposite pin structures. I could be wrong. I feel like Dan had a long lecture once to me when we were about opposite pin structures.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so. Yeah, I think it's. Oh, I'll say more about it maybe later. So, okay, so. Okay, so the whole structure is you can move this Euclidean description to on Boism. So then, okay, so now we are almost done on the construction. So okay, so the last one is the invertibility. So we care about the invertible field theories. One idea is, well, this part I'm not fully sure, but so I'm told by a lot of physicists, like they are interested in SPD phases, and they think SPD phases can describe by invertible topological field theory, and I ask a lot of people why, but I'm not, so no one explained to me. but invertible means like if you have some field theory, definitely that means you have another field theory and their tensor is equal to the true one. So the true one is you send any, you send the manifold to C and then and the Boism to one. So, and all another thing is actually the target of this field theory is just a one-dimensional vector space. That means it's invertible. So, okay, so now that's it. That's invertible field theories means. And then, okay, so now we want to think about also how to describe the invertible positive reflection positivity field theory with symmetry group. So actually still this one is still hard to say, but if we can fully extend this category, so if we can add another condition called fully extended, so which means so the field theory is only depends on the n minus one data on n minus one manifold and also data on n manifold. But if you think of so kind of you cut n minus one manifold into lower dimension, so until to n dimensional everything, so you have all the data from zero dimension up to n dimensional, that's kind of the fully extended. So the idea is now the category is not just a n minus one manifold and n manifold. It's like your object is zero dimensional manifold, and then your morphism is the Boism of this zero dimensional manifold is some one dimensional manifold is boundary, and then you have two morphism. It's like the Boism of the Boism. It's like a two manifold is corner, and then you can keep doing this. You have three morphism. It's like Boism of Boism of Boism. Keep doing that. So yes.
What is the category on your two n minus two?
What's
the category?
Category of the
your n minus two manifold, because you are fully extending. I presume there should be some category defined on the minus two.
So it should be the target. So actually, so here you can take your target to be any like infinity n category. So I think if you take that one to be vector space, you just should be the category of vector space. Well, so okay, so Then if you fully extend this one, so your field theory is just another volume category to see. So here is the category I described. So you have Boyson, Boyson, or Boyson, like keep doing this. So, and then, so invertible means you should factor through to all the invertible elements in this category. So this is called like a Picard, Picard subgroup, the maximum Picard subgroupoid of this C. So that's just another name for all the invertible elements in C. And also, it also factors through another quotient Picard quotient of quotient subgroup of Picard quotient groupoid of this category. So which means you're attaching invertible morphism. So for non-invertible morphism in this category. So this functor is factored through another functor from this quotient groupoid to this maximum subgroupoid. And then additional structure for this one is, I should say one more thing. So additional structure of this is if you take classifying space, so Bose classifying space is infinity loop space. So if you have any category, so you can take the classifying space of this category. So basically it's just you take the nerve category and then taking the geometric realization of this nerve. So one more thing is both the left side, so and the right side. So both sides are infinity loop space. So infinity loop space means, so let's say what loop space means. So if you say some x is loop space, means x is equal to is equal to a loop space some another space. Infinity means you can keep doing this. So you say each k is the loop space of the next one. So definitely the first one, x0, is the infinity loop space of, so it's the k loop space of another space for any k. So let's say the infinity loop space. So it also gives you data of spectra with what he calls spectra in topology. I'll say details later. But so both sides is infinity loop space, and then it actually tells us any functor from this two space, two category is equivalent to the space between them. And the map between these two bits is actually the infinity loop space map between them as maps of infinity loop space. So here you say any functor between this category, these two categories, is equivalent to an infinity loop space map morphism from this classifying space to this classifying space. And their theorem tells us this classified space of Poisson Hn is defined. So this is the zero space. So I should introduce this notation. So let's write that as word. So this one is the zero space. So zero space means, so if you have the sequence of this space, and each one is the loop of the next one, zero space is this one. So that's another saying, it's the infinity loop space. So that's the zero space of spectra suspension and TH. I need to introduce what is called spectra and also what this spectra means.
So you probably said, but I lost it. This is a theorem of.
The theorem says this space is just a zero space of some spectra.
This is your theorem? This is Benson?
No, this is the. So a lot of people prove this one. So Lurie proves one based on the cobordism hypothesis. And also, the former Priestess also prove this one without cobordism hypothesis. And also, I think Alaya and Francis also proved this one for some cases. So
it's not them. It's not Madsen, Tillman, Galadius.
Yeah, they proved that. So they also proved that. So they only prove. So I think Lurie and the former Priestess proved this general cases for it's true for
general group.
For general group, and also I think they proved this one. So this isomorphism is like as a infinity n category. So yeah, so you're right. So a lot of people, so Grayman, so Soren, so I forgot. So there's four people. So GTW.
Ladies, Tillman, Madsen, Weiss.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm recalled back. I should put credit for this G. So what's the G?
GTMW?
GT. GTSW?
And then MW?
MW.
Yes.
Yeah, so. And also, yeah, I think a lot of people proved this one. So that's the three I can remember, but if I remember, there's a lot of people proved different cases. So, okay, so, okay. So let me introduce what is called spectra here. So maybe you can tell from here, spectra is just say you have a sequence of space. And then with maps from suspension xn map to xn plus one. So that's the definition of spectra. So, okay. What else I want to say? Okay, so and if you have some space y, you can also define the suspension spectra. So that's just the suspension n y. So that's the suspension spectra of space. So basically, spectra is kind of a generalization of spaces. Well, basically, all the property of space you can imagine works for spectra. And spectra is, well, has better properties of than space. OK, so and then the unit, as you can see, so as you can also define a tensor product we call smatch product. So that's that's kind of the tensor product for the category of spectra. Well, it's kind of hard to define on spectra, but I can give you, so if you have X is some spectra, and Y is space, then the corresponding smash product is just X and smash this space. But if you have, like, then you can extend this to, like, say, X is spectra, Y is spectra. Right? It's like you either need a symmetric smash product or, like, orthogonal smash product. So there is a different way to define the real smash product on spectra instead of this one, how to extend this to on spectra. But that's kind of you imagine the smash product on a smash product of two spectra. So, okay, so I think that's what I want to say. So basically, spectra is just a sequence of spaces with certain maps. And then another definition is called loop space. Loop space, so loop spectra is now instead of this one. So this map is by the adjunction is corresponding to a map from X n to loop space of X n plus one. So omega spectra means, so you have spectra, and then the corresponding map is you have xn map to loop xn plus one. This one is a homeomorphism, so that's a loop space. And then for any spectra, you can define a loop spectra from out of this. Then this is a weak loop equivalent, which means if you take a homotopy groups, this one is an isomorphism. Okay, so that's the spectra. Okay, so so that's the idea. So if you have some spectra or omic spectra, then you're like you can see the zero space of this spectra is an infinity loop space. So okay, next one is this spectra. So this spectra is actually some Thom spectra. So if you recall, it's actually kind of a generalization of Thom space. So Thom space, so let's first call Thom space. Recall what is called Thom space. So if you sum X and then you have some vector bundle over X. Okay, I only have 2 minutes left. So Thom space is just a so one way to say is just you have the ball. So sorry, you take the unit ball bundle quotient of the sphere bundle. So that's one way to define it. Or you can take a like 1-point complication. So they are equivalent. Okay. So Thom spectra is mean. So suppose you have some X with some bundle. So this bundle is classified by map to BO. And then So this is some spectral XM map to BO. And then you can define, so now you have BO map to BON map to BO. So you can define XN. And then this some bundle VN of XN. And then you can define
spectrum, it's not a space.
You can take space and you can also take spectrum. Either way, either is okay. So then you can take the Tom space of Xn with the bundle Vn. So then if you can see if I take the pullback of B On B O N minus one and X N minus one. So then there is a map between V N plus one, the Tom space between Xn minus 1 with the bundle Vn minus 1 plus 1 map to Tom space of Xn Vn. And then by isomorphism, this one is just the smash product of S1 times the Tom space Xn minus 1 Vn minus 1. So that's another thing, say that's the suspension of this Tom space. So you have a map from here to here and take this sequence that gives you a spectrum. And this spectrum is the gives you the Tom spectrum of X is bundled. Okay, so now we can define the MTHN is actually just the it's the Tom space of BHN with minus VN. So minus VN here comes from, so VN is just the corresponding map from BON to BHN to BON. So this is VN. And the minus one is you take the minus virtual bundle. So it's kind of the idea is, so in topology, why we use this one is topology. Basically, I erase this one. So we define your bundle instead of on tangent. So the structure on tangent bundle, instead of that, we define the structure on normal bundle. So then if you take the inverse one, means your structure is on tangent bundle instead of like a normal bundle. That's the idea minus me. OK, so. Okay, now we have all the information. So the final conclusion of this one. So all the isomorphism class of those like invertible reflection positivity fully extended field theory is actually isomorphic to the map from the spectral MTH map into another spectral called IZ. And you need to take the torsion part. So why we take IZ is because so the target category of this one. So you can either use C, like a C cross, if you like taking the isomorphism class of your discrete field theory. So that's the target is C cross. And then, so if you think of this short exact sequence, I should say, so this gives you the deformation. So C cross gives you the isomorphism class of those field theories, because it's say your kind of your field theory can be determined by the partition function, so which is C cross. And then, but we are more careful about like it's called deformation class, which means you want to say like two field theory are equivalent to each other if there's like a continuous path can connecting them. So that's kind of the deformation class instead of the isomorphism class. So one idea is if you think of some complex number to the Euler number of x, then if you take this lambda complex number different, then they are not isomorphic to each other, but they are actually deformation. Therefore, they are equivalent class by saying there is a continual path connecting to them if you choose two different complex number. So then the idea of this IZ is a very good target for this deformation class. But if you apply the a functor called I, you can think of this one. So this I is kind of is the Brown-Comizzi functor is, so it's like this one. So IC here means any spectral from B to IC is actually homotopic to, sorry, it's isomorphic to the map from pi zero B to C. So this map is an isomorphism. And also for IC cross, it's the same thing. This basically means all the maps between two spectra is uniquely determined by the zero homotopy groups. So that's IC and IC cross. So this IZ is uniquely determined by this short exact sequence. So all the map between spectra to IZ is classified the home from the pi zero B to Z and the actor functor to pi minus B to Z. So that's convert all your classify of those invert of this field theory into sorry, well, let me restate to here. So that's convert how your the classification of your field theory into the computation of the group, the homotopy groups of this spectra, MTHN. So that's the idea of this theorem. So I hope you So actually, I have no time. So that's the philosophy of this. So that's all the stone of this theorem. So, and then we use the theorem to compute. So can I hold the screen down? Okay, so we use that one to compute several cases. So basically, here corresponding to the age, and then you can also compute the corresponding symmetric using condensed matter or like you using lattice, or mostly it comes from the internal symmetry groups. You can also compute the corresponding internal symmetry groups, but that's the corresponding of each one. And this is the data we use to compute Kobolism. And then, so we can use atom spectral sequence to compute the corresponding Kobolism groups. So, and then, so if you keep doing this, so for example one, let's take a example. So example is the pin plus times SU2 over plus or minus one. Let's say they share the center plus or minus one. And then by atom spectral sequence, you compute the A1 module structure and then compute the corresponding maps, and then this can tell you the result of that one. For example, so that tells you the four-dimensional is Z4. And then that's the idea. So the good part is this can tell you the corresponding manifold generator, what is a corresponding manifold generator, and also this gives you the idea of the partition function if you have the manifold generator. So that's the example of the, so we can use this method to compute lots of examples, and so by now what we prove is what we compute agrees with all the other computation computed by either lattice model or other models. So, and also Grace, that's a good model for SPT phases. That's what I know. Okay, so this all example is what we do last time. So the paper by me and the Power Patrol and Zhu and Wang, and we also keep doing more examples pin plus, you have pin, you have spin, but share with center with the M, another finite group, and then also we hope to apply this one to see if we can find some anomaly, we can gauge some anomaly or something like this. So that's it. Any questions? Yeah.
So have you actually in the computations, have you ever found places where you disagree with condensed matter people? Did they make mistakes?
So my computation has no, like, so actually, so Mike, so Fried and Hopkins, the paper by Fried Hopkins, they, in the first draft, they point a typo by Santillo. So I forgot which one. So I think it's like three-dimensional, something in three-dimensional. Yeah. So there.
Pin C minus.
Yeah, there's one copy of Z2 lost it. So they point this, and later on they realize actually they should be grade each other. So they realize there's another copy of Z2. So by now, everything agree with each other. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know any example, two matter that so don't agree with each other.
From your calculations, it's straightforward to get, for example, a lattice model of the underlying theorem.
Well, actually, I have no idea how the lattice model works here, actually. So your question is how this one can tell you about more lattice model or
Yes.
I think so, but I don't know how lattice model works, so I cannot tell you how we can talk about that part. And then I think another benefit, so another advantage of this one is you can tell us which one comes from free field theory and which one is not comes from free field theory, because free field theory is kind of classified by the mapping to KO, the K theory. So this one can tell you what's the image of that one, of the image in free theory. Yeah, and also I haven't think about too much also fermionic and bosonic, so that definitely can tell the free theory, but I don't know about the lattice part. Sorry about this. Any more questions?
We should thank Mark.